Listen to a conversation between Denise Bayazit and Walter Denny on the context of the mosque and ritual. Five daily prayers are one of the pillars of Islam.
These five daily prayers are very important for every pious Muslim. You need to clean your body in ritual terms. And so you wash your hands, you wash your feet, you take the water, you sniff actually the water, and so you clean every part of the body. And once you're clean, you can enter the sacred space of the mosque. Inside the mosque, you will find the mihrab, the niche indicating the direction to Mecca. You also will find the minbar, a pulpit where the leader of the prayer, the imam, stands on top. And of course, in the mihrab niche itself, you will find the mosque lamp. So you see that all these items are actually concentrated around the prayer, which is in a way materialized through these different objects.
What about the carpets on the floor? What function do they serve in the ritual?
Of course, the carpets, they are aligned in the mosque in order to reinforce actually the orientation to the Qibla and the orientation of the whole building. Actually, most of the things we can see here in the galleries, like the lamps, parts of a wooden minbar, a Quran holder, beautiful Isnik tiles, the carpets, we have to put them back into their original context. And so one of these contexts is the mosque.
So for those of us who are not Muslims, it's important for us to remember then that many of these beautiful things have a context that for a Muslim has a very deep religious meaning.